the OTB Podcast Network.
Rugby on Off the Ball.
With Vodafone, official sponsors of the Irish rugby team. Team of us. Everyone in.
So it's finished here at Thomond Park. Munster, 33 points. Toulouse, 40. Keith, Toulouse through to the Heineken Champions Cup quarterfinal. An absolutely brilliant game. And despite Munster losing, a much different feeling probably than it was a week ago at the RDS.
I still think it's disappointing, and I still think Munster will rue some of the mistakes that they made, some of the errors that led to scores, maybe not taking a couple of scores as well. And yet, this is enjoyable to watch them play. Last week, we watched Munster not fire a shot, not spend any time in the opposition 22, not look like they were going to score at all, only look like they wanted a kick. This time, there was verve, invention, pace. I mean, it was a frantic game, a crazy game. Enjoyable, only not enjoyable. You know, it's just, I think I could have an ulcer after the bloody thing. But look, you have to be disappointed because you're in it to play these big games. And, you know, I think some of the class and some of the quality of the bench from Toulouse told at the very end.
And like you mentioned, it was an absolutely brilliant game of rugby. And one, I suppose, in the end, you probably have to give them credit by a brilliant, brilliant side in Toulouse. The difference maker being someone like Antoine Dupont, who popped up on the shoulders of players for those two tries in the second half.
Yeah, I think there was a fair bit of that. I thought Entomac was fantastic. Of course, I called him his father's name in the middle of commentary, which is kind of entertaining. So many of their players played well. Their bench had a huge impact when they came off. I still think there was a doubt over that last try that that Toulouse got. I thought it was a knock-on. I'd like to see whether... we were looking at it, we were squinting into the sun looking at a screen, but I felt there was a doubt over that. But Munster looked ragged for about 10 minutes of this game.
They did, and they started poorly as well, gave away an early penalty. Chris Farrell goes to the sin bin and, you know, worked their way back into it. And then midway through the first half, that was their real purple patch. Keith Earls going over for those two tries, and two excellently worked tries as well.
I think so. Like, two tries for him, two tries for Gavin Coombs. Munster are able to play this way, and Munster are good this way, and they need to play this way more often. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to just turn it on for the big games at the end of the season. You know, you need to play with a bit more invention. You need to do more with the ball. I still feel we kick too much. And yet we're very hard to play against. But look, today was one of those games that could have gone Munster's way and didn't go. And it didn't go, I think, because of the class and the patience of a Toulouse team that that stayed the course to the end.
And, you know, it feels bad even, you know, asking this kind of a question. What has to change for Munster to come out on the right side of these kind of games where they do throw it around a bit, they do play some real rugby, to be on the right side of that scoreline?
I think it's a philosophical change, actually. I don't know if that's a hard question. I think Munster passed the least in the Pro 14. That's not a stat you want to have. I think that they don't quite trust themselves enough. They do so much right. And it was a different game again this week from last week. We had space this week. We had no space last week, none whatsoever, and we really couldn't play. We had space this week, and we were able to play. We need to be able to do that when we're put under huge pressure, which is ultimately what Toulouse did to us. They're willing to make mistakes, and they made loads today, because they think that they have the depth and the strength to be able to end out the games. I don't think Munster have that squad yet, but at some stage you have to make a change. If you looked at any of the rugby over the last 2 weeks, you'd have said that all the teams are trying to play and have a cut. And Munster did today, but I don't think it's something you do on the last day of the cup season. I think you need to be able to do it during the season.
You mentioned as well how, you know, Toulouse bench made a big impact. They certainly did, because I remember right at the start of the second half, even after Toulouse had scored their try, you kind of remarked that there were a few players out there for Toulouse that were really starting to look gassed. And, you know, they made those changes in the early stage of the second half, brought on a couple of big front rows, and someone like Joe Tacori then coming off the bench made a massive impact. A really, really stacked bench. Is it that depth that Munster need to improve?
It is. I thought the coach did a really good job, because he took them off really early, 44, 45 minutes in the game, and he was already taking them over. He'd recognised that the guys were struggling. He'd recognised that there was different things that needed to be changed. I thought Tacori, when he came on, just he caused an awful lot of carnage because he's a big man, but when he carried at pace into contact, it took an awful lot out of the players who were already tired having played 60 minutes of a game. So it was tough.
You mentioned Gavin Coombs as well a couple of minutes ago. Two tries for him, one right at the very end. Unfortunately, when the game was out of reach at that stage. But when we look at almost a passing of the torch today with CJ Saunders' last Heineken Champions Cup involvement for Munster. Peter O'Mahony wasn't involved. He was out injured. That was a player, Gavin Coombs, that led from the front, like he did last week as well, and continued to do so today.
Look, I think he has had an incredible season. He scored 11 tries he scored this season now, 11 or 12 tries. He's been phenomenal. He's had a great sense of power. And like, he's a guy that you just need to get these guys into the system as quickly as you possibly can. And you need to get them on the field then to play some of those matches. When he got a chance, he took his chance, as did Craig Casey during this year, as did Ben Healy during this year, as did Josh Witcherly this year. So, I mean, you have to, there is a handing of the baton on, you know, it does have to happen. There are guys that are leaving now with CJ going. CJ has been an incredible servant for Munster. I don't know if he's due to play in the Rainbow Cup. I suppose he is.
He is, yeah.
But this is his last European Cup game. His last, the Pro 14 game was last week. These are not the ones he wants to end it on. He has been a huge servant and he owes us nothing. And it'll be interesting to see how the other guys are able to carry that torch.
And speaking of the other guys, and you listed off some of the younger players coming through. Someone else coming in next season, Jason Jenkins. I know you spoke before the game with John Duggan on our radio show about the prospect of him coming in. And look, there's been a lot of criticism this week about how they have the likes of Thomas O'Hearn, these generational talents coming in, and
yeah,
you know, all of a sudden when there is a bit of a panic and some CJ Saunders retiring, Billy Holland is going, that automatically the option is to reach abroad rather than trying to find what's within.
Yeah, I don't like that being the option. I think it's the wrong option. And it's who are the other second rows that are out there? Who are the other young second rows and back row forwards that we need to be bringing into the system? And we need to start moulding them earlier. A lot of that training has to happen earlier. You know, we need to make the most out of the quality that comes through the system. It can't just be that we need to go overseas to get someone. Now, I think he could be a very good signing, and you can make a justification for that, but you could make a justification to change all the players. And this has to be about Munster rebuilding in a style that suits and is Munster.
And then finally, you referenced the Rainbow Cup, which is coming up. Season isn't officially over now because there is this makeshift new tournament to kind of bridge the gap until the new competition starts properly next season. But the involvement with the South African sides, if Munster were to go on and win a Rainbow Cup now before the end of the season, do you think that would satisfy the appetite of the fans that have gone 10 years now without a trophy? Or would it have to be a Heineken Cup, or would it have to be a Pro 14 title to really, really give the fans the feeling of success?
I think Munster have to look, in my view, have to look at the Rainbow Cup as an opportunity to blood players in really big games, you know, that matter only for this period of time, but in reality don't matter all that much. So I think that's the way they'd have to look at it. And
if the results don't go according to plan,
take the hate and just accept that it's something for the future.
But
state it. You know, they probably won't state it because nobody wants to state that they're going to maybe rest some players. And they don't have to rest a huge amount. You know, you have to start using the squad playing in big matches and trying to see how they get on. You only get better by playing more matches. You don't get better by not getting a chance in these big games. So I think that's something that has to happen. And we have to look at what the squad's going to be like for next year, the year after, and the year after. And they're the players that need to get game time. And you don't want them to be embarrassed, and you don't want that to happen. And you could against the Bulls, as an example, if they suddenly turn up on total fire preparing for the Lions. But Munster have to start rebuilding again.
All right, Keith, it's been a pleasure. Unfortunately, the result didn't go the way we would have hoped, but lovely to have you alongside me at Thoma Park this afternoon.
Thank you, Neil.
Rugby on Off the Ball.
With Vodafone, official sponsors of the Irish rugby team. Team of us. Everyone in.
That was an OTB Podcast Network presentation.